This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? We're joined now by Sleepy Floyd, 13-year NBA veteran. He played six seasons with the Golden State Warriors, and of course, he holds the NBA playoff record for points in a quarter, 29 and half, 39. He did it in 1987. Sleepy, thank you so much for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Let's start out with you being a movie star, or at least having a movie based on you. It's called Freaky Tales. It premieres, I guess, nationwide tomorrow. Tell us about this movie and how it all came about and what your role is in it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had the director and writer and their staff reach out to me with the idea of the movie. And it turns out the writer from the Bay Area, and he used to watch the Warriors game, you know, back in the 80s with his dad, with his father. And that was a great memory for him. And then, you know, translate years later, he becomes this great writer and director in Hollywood. And he had this idea of the movie for many, many years. And when it came to fruition, they reached out to me and pitched the thought and the idea to me. And of course, what am I going to say? No. it was an awesome opportunity and really highlighting the Bay Area and, you know, the music industry and kind of what was going on culturally out there in the Bay Area at that time and how it influenced so many people in the area. And it's also highlighting a lot of the top spots and locations in Oakland and the Bay Area that was so popular back then. And so a lot of the scenes are shot at on locations that were pretty familiar to people back in that era. And I think they did a tremendous job. And I was just so excited and delighted that, you know, that it was based on my character from that game against the Lakers in 1987. And who knew it would still impact people to this day. So I'm very blessed and happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, and we're excited to see it too, Sleepy. And I was at the game against Milwaukee. I guess you were with Too Short and the director, and I was watching from afar. But May 10th, 1987, I was in Union City with my dad, and we watched you set a playoff record, 29 points in the third quarter, as my partner mentioned. And in the Steve Kerr era, Sleepy, as you know, they've won four titles, and we've seen Klay, Steph, Kevin Durant, but nobody's touched that record. Can you just talk about us, tell us a little bit about that day and how much pride you take in that performance, scoring 51 points?
Well, as you know, anything you do against the Lakers at that time was going to be pretty significant, especially in the playoffs. You know, they were such a dynamic team and obviously champions with Magic and so many iconic players and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and James Worthy and You got Pat Riley with his slick back hair on the side. So they had the whole image and the Showtime persona pretty well established at that point. So we were just supporting, you know, we were trying to make our mark in the league as an up-and-coming team. We had some great – I had some great teammates and Joe Barry Carroll and Purvis Short and Mr. Mean and Chris Mullin, of course. And so we were just trying to make our mark. And once we knocked off Utah in the first round, have an opportunity to go up against the Lakers in the second round, we were just looking forward to it as a team because we always played them pretty well because we were an up-tempo style team ourselves. We had, you know, some great shooters and myself being able to penetrate and create so many mismatches. So we felt confident going. I mean, it's disappointing we only got one game off them in that playoffs, because we felt that we really had the chance as a team. But to be able to have a game the way I had and, you know, set those kind of records and give the Bay Area fans something to cheer for on that Sunday, which was Mother's Day, and back in 1987, it was just a tremendous accomplishment. And to this day, I have Bay Area fans that reach out to me periodically, reminding me, you know, what that day meant to them. So, you know, we were down 14 going into the fourth quarter, I think, and I just took it upon myself to say I'm going to try to make something positive happen every time down the court.
Mm.
And once I scored, you know, two or three baskets in a row and I heard JB telling me to keep shooting, I knew I was doing something right.
Love it.
Hey, yeah, I'm looking at it right here. Sleepy Floyd made 12 consecutive shots in the fourth quarter. 12 straight.
Superman.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty amazing. At that point, you know, everything was instinctive. I really wasn't thinking about what I was doing or I was just playing like I was, you know, back home in the gym that I grew up in. And, you know, we're trying to make a comeback. But obviously we had a great coach and George Call and we had a lot of competitive players on our team that we really wanted to win that game and really thought we had a chance to, if we could go back to L.A. and win that game, the next game after that, that we would have a chance. But obviously, you know, excited and unbelievably this has turned into a movie based on my character. So it's pretty phenomenal.
Let me ask you this, and we're talking to Sleepy Floyd, former Golden State Warrior. I know you watch the Warriors now. If I were to ask you what changed when the Warriors acquired Jimmy Butler, how would you answer that?
Oh, well, I think it did. It gave them an identity. Obviously, Draymond Green has a defensive presence and an impact on the court as an enforcer, bringing Jimmy Butler on. I think it alleviated some pressure from Draymond Green. It allowed the Warriors to get to the free throw line because Jimmy creates so many opportunities at the free throw line. So you have Steph Curry, you know, who shoots a lot of long-range shots. So a lot of times you don't get to the line as many times as other teams if you do that. So having Jimmy Butler implemented into the starting lineup and as a teammate of the Warriors, he's just creating so many mismatches. So two things, he alleviated some pressure off of Draymond Green and also allowed the team to get to the free throw line offensively, say when those shots aren't going or Steph is on the bench, that he can carry the team offensively. And the other role players are playing well also, Pajinski and the other guys, Buddy Hill. Those guys have really stepped up their game. So sometimes what happens when you get a superstar like Jimmy Butler, the other players down on your bench, the role players start to believe in what they're doing, and they're gaining confidence just by playing and being around a guy like that. So it was kind of what the Lakers had back in 1987. I mean, when you had Magic and Kareem on your team, a lot of those role players on the Lakers team played a lot better when you're playing with guys like that. So Jimmy has been an outstanding addition to the Warriors, and they really have a chance, depending on the seedings and how the playoffs go, of really making a long run in this playoff series.
Yeah, Sleepy, and it starts tonight, you know, with LeBron James and what he's doing at age 40. But Steph Curry, Sleepy, I'm a fan. You're a former player. We both love the game. What do you see when you watch Steph perform? He just dropped 52 in Memphis, still going strong. Can you just walk us through the Sleepy Floyd prism of when you watch Steph ball, what do you see?
When I watch him play, I wish I could play in this era. That's what I first of all think. Because you have the opportunity to play a wide open style, shoot three-pointers. If you're like Steph, I mean, if you have an opportunity to shoot a three as opposed to shooting a two, then, you know, your opportunities go up and you impact the game, you know, in another dimension, you know, a lot better. So watching Steph play, I mean, it's amazing the way he moves without the ball. He demands so much attention from the opposing team that it opens up opportunities for the other players, as I was mentioning before. But, you know, he's obviously the best shooter in the history of the game, and the range in which he takes his opportunities just puts so much pressure on the opposing team. And it opens up the inside for the Warriors as well. So, I mean, being able to watch him over the last 10 years or so has been it's awesome to watch a guy play with that intensity, with that, I would say happiness. He plays with a great joy when he plays, and I think that infiltrates throughout the team and makes them, you know, you enjoy the game. When you see someone out there smiling and competing at the high level, not, you know, not just smiling and joking around, but he's smiling and really competing because he's very competitive. It just makes the game more fun and enjoyable for the player. So when I watch Steph play, it's an admiration of his ability and his shot making ability, and this is character, and this, you know, how he impacts the game overall. He's really changed the game from what it used to be when I played.
Eric Sleepy Floyd joining us on 95.7 The Game. You know, speaking of your era and what's going on now, it seems there's just a little perception the older guys don't necessarily respect the younger guys in their game, and the younger guys don't respect the players that came before them. What's your perspective on this as a guy who, you know, set the table for everybody who's playing today?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I definitely respect them. I think this generation of players is so much more skilled. I think for dribbling, passing, shooting, doing all those kind of things, I mean, you can go to each and every team and maybe find three guys that can demonstrate those kind of abilities. So I give them all the credit in the world. They eat better than what we did back in, you know, they have nutritionists and personal trainers year round. So they're able to maximize, you know, their talent and really push their workout habits to the limit where they're getting better each and every season. So no, I'm an admirer of this generation, and I just enjoy watching them. I think we had in our era, it was a little more physical, I would say, the style of play, but I think the change in the game has been more entertaining to the fans. And as you have seen, the ratings go up a lot more because it's more entertaining. It's just, you know, why football, you know, change so much in their game. You know, you want more up-tempo, more scoring. Baseball has made some adjustments, putting in a shot clock. So these professional leagues are trying to implement things that will be entertaining but also competitive and really showcase the abilities and talents of their players you know, the respective leagues. So, no, I love what the players are doing today. And not only what they're doing on the court, but off the court. Most of these guys have foundations that they're impacting communities in which they live or play in. And they're really using their voice to really make a difference and give back to the community. So I admire what they're doing on the court and also what they're doing off the court as well.
Great stuff. Sleepy, there's a great article by one Marcus Thompson in The Athletic, and he's talking to Draymond Green, and Draymond's basically giving just his inside intelligence about defense, and he might be defensive player of the year, but I'm always joking with my partner here about, you know, Sleepy reminds me of this player, that player. Give me a comp. When you see Draymond Green at his best on the defensive end, Sleepy, have you played or encountered another guy that, you know, is not the biggest in stature, but just kind of controls everything from a defensive standpoint?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Dennis Rodman was one that could play one through five positions, as Draymond can as well. Really come in, and they do it every night. You know, some guys can have a great defensive night, you know, periodically. But guys like Draymond and Dennis Rodman, to be able to do it consistently night in and night out, and each night you knew what you had to deal with, but there was nothing you could do about it. And they impact the game, whether they're scoring or not. I would say Dennis Rodman would be the one that I would compare to Draymond Green.
Hey, Sleepy, you know who Draymond Green would have fit perfectly on?
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Who's that?
He could have played for John Thompson on those Georgetown teams you were on, right?
Oh, he would have been a perfect fit. Coach Thompson would have loved him because we had so many guys like Draymond that, you know, the Michael Grahams and Patrick Ewing and Alonzo Mourning and Dikembe Mutombo. I mean, he should have been a Hoyer. I wish we could redo that one.
Well, yeah, you were talking about Steph and how he plays with joy and he's having a lot of fun. And I was thinking, yeah, he might not have fit on those Georgetown teams.
No, Coach Thompson didn't allow a lot of smiling on the court, that's for sure.
I mean, I'm a little younger than you, but you guys brought intimidation, man, to a new level with those teams. I mean, Can you just tell me a little bit about what it was like playing for John Thompson?
Oh, it was great. I mean, we had the nickname Hoyer Paranoia.
Yeah.
Beast of the East and all those different terms. And we earned it. I mean, we were very good defensively. Obviously, having Patrick Ewing in the back of a defense, we could really, you know, press full court. And we did it for the 94 feet throughout the entire game. We were high-pressured. We had great guards, guards with a lot of quickness, and Coach Thompson coached aggressively. And so we were very physical. We had one guy that one of my good friends, Ed Spriggs. I mean, yeah. Coach Thompson was true to him from the post office. He was walking into the post office and saw Ed Spriggs back then, asked him, did he have any eligibility left? And he ended up at Georgetown because he was so big. So, I mean, in the league, the Big East back then was very physical. I mean, you had Syracuse, yep. You had Villanova, St. John's, man, you know, with Chris Mullin and his crew. They were very good. Connecticut had some great teams back in the day. So the Big East was, you know, the more physical conference during my era. I mean, I know you had the ACC and the Big Ten, but the Big East was looked upon as one of the most or the most physical conference basketball in the country at that time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, listen, I know you may have heard this before, but we want to send you out with this.
Thank you, Floyd.
Great stuff.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. That made my day.